And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God to get our day started out right. And it's our first prayer closet of the new year, 2019. And I don't know how your 2018 went. Maybe you're sad to see it go. It was a good year for you. Maybe you're happy to see it go. Maybe it was a rough year. Maybe you're hoping 2019 will be better. And as I was looking back, I got to be honest, not sorry at all to see 2018 go. It was a rough year for our family this year. Lots of things happening. When you look back and just, it was just a rough year. Had a lot of things occur, a lot of challenges. You know, biggest one, my son, you know, got his arm broken in gym class, and he got struck by lightning. True, March. Had a big issue with that, big issue with his arm getting broke at school and, you know, fighting with school over that and a lot of issues there and problems with that. And, you know, and just a lot of other stuff, like car issues. It seemed like every minute of fixing a car or dumping money into one of the cars and just all kinds of stuff. And as I look back over the year, I was just like, I got a little frustrated. I was looking back and going, man, it's like every month it seemed like we had some major kind of crisis going on. You know, you just get past one, you're like, okay, just, you know, just give it a little room to breathe. Boom, another one hits. And you're like, good golly, Miss Molly. So it was one of those years. And so I was looking back over the year and like, man, I was just ready for this year to go. It was a lousy year. And in many ways it was. It was a rough year. But then as I got to thinking about it, I realized what was a bad year could have been a devastating year. That there were a lot of stuff that happened. It wasn't great. It was a trying year in many ways. And yet, it could have been completely disastrous. When I think about what happened and what could have happened, I mean, it's pretty amazing. I mentioned, you know, we had an issue with my son, his arm getting broken in school. I mean, that wasn't good. But then he gets hit by lightning walking to school. And yet, and I remember we're sitting in the emergency room with him because they take him to the hospital. And doctors are checking him out. He's okay. He's alert. You know, he's fine. We end up spending one night in the hospital and going home and no ill effects. And I remember the one doctor, you know, I don't know if he's trying to comfort me or not. It wasn't real comforting to hear it at the time, but, you know, kind of scary to hear it at the time. But I guess he's trying to be comforting. But he's like, you know how lucky he is. He goes, about a third of people get hit by lightning and go like that. I mean, it just kills them instantly. And he goes, the rest are messed up. I mean, it does bad things to them. You know, kidney failures and messes up your heart. And I mean, just, ugh. And he had none of that. Just because the way it hit, and I won't go into all the details of it, but he could have been killed. I mean, that'll take you from bad to devastating in a second, but he wasn't. God was looking out for him. Had all kinds of car issues this year. And, you know, it's just like keeping a car running so we can make trips, right? That was all we had to do. Like, can we keep one car running so we can drive more than 50 miles with it without worrying about it breaking down and stranding us somewhere? And I remember my son had a soccer tournament up, and it was way up at Frankenmuth. And I just put a bunch of money in the car. Get it fixed. And I'm turning the corner one day and I hear this weird sound, like, oh, it doesn't sound very good. And the next day I got to take him up to Frankenmuth. So we go up to Frankenmuth, and the whole time the car is just making this real whining sound, like, oh, I'm going to have to get that checked out when I get home. That's not good. But we get up to Frankenmuth, we get back. I'm kind of praying the way, all right, Lord, I hope this makes it. I get back, I find out that a couple of pulleys and a tension belt are all bad. I won't go into the details, but, you know, every engine's got this big serpentine belt that goes through it, and that thing blows. You're shot. I mean, you're kind of, it's, you got a 2,000-pound weight, you know, paperweight. Just ruin the whole engine, ruin the whole car. Well, we drove up to Frankenmuth and back with a bad belt and tensioner pulley and an idle. There was all kinds of things messed up. But could have easily gone at any time. Left us totally stranded, ruined the car, but we didn't. We made it. Now, still had to pay for it to get fixed. That was not enjoyable, but it could have been worse. Could have replaced the whole car. Could have been stranded up in Michigan. God looked out for us. And just lots of other things like that. Things that happened that were bad, but they could have been so much worse. They were trying, but they could have been devastating. They were difficult, but they could have been just absolutely, you know, horrendous. But they weren't. And as I look back, I realize, you know, a lot of bad things happened, but they were, you know, it's like the blow was cushioned, if you will, from what could have been. And when I think about what could have been, you know, obviously, you know, we always think of the could have been. I could have had a year where I didn't have car troubles. I could have had a year where nobody got hit by lightning. I could have had a year where I didn't have kids and all these extra medical bills and all these extra things going on. But do we ever really get that year when nothing bad happens? Does God ever really promise us that? I also could have had a year where I could have lost a child. I could have had a year where, I mean, you know, for a parent, there's nothing worse than that. That was a real possibility. None of that other garbage would have mattered after that. Lose a child? Are you kidding me? and other things that could have happened that could have been so much worse than what they were.
I was thinking about that when I read in Psalm 34. And in Psalm 34, he's extolling the Lord, he's praising the Lord. He says, I'll extol the Lord at all times. My praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. He says, let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Let the afflicted hear the praise of God and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Who's he talking to? The afflicted. Come afflicted. Come glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. You say, but we're afflicted. But he says, no, come and praise the Lord. And then down later on, it says in verse 19, it's a great promise. It says, the righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. I read that verse thinking about this year. We had a lot of troubles. And notice the Lord said, the righteous man may have many troubles. He didn't say you're not going to have troubles. In fact, God never promised us trouble-free years. He never said, you follow me, all your troubles are over. In fact, Jesus told us, in this world, you will have trouble. But fear not, for I have overcome the world. But God finally tells us, look, you're going to have troubles in this world. It's a fallen world. It's corrupt. It's tainted by sin. And that taint is going to affect you. This isn't a perfect place. It's not utopia. You don't get that yet. Someday I'll make all things new. Someday there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. Someday I'll wipe away all tears, you know. There'll be no more mourning or crying or sorrow, pain, for the old order of things will have passed away. But that day is not yet. I have not yet come again. Until then, you're going to have to deal with some stuff. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. And I had to realize, you know what? We had a lot of troubles this year. But God delivered us. A lot of troubles that were bad, that could have been terrible, but were not, because God delivered us. I'd prefer my son not get struck by lightning, but God delivered him. He protected him. He saved him. He could have been killed. He should have been killed, probably. Not only was he not killed, but he didn't even suffer any real side effects from it. No neurological damage, no liver damage, no kidney damage. All these things that could have happened. He could have been killed. He could have been permanently suffered, you know, permanent effects. His health affected the rest of his life. It's serious ongoing medical conditions. None of that. Perfectly fine today. But he walked away from that, basically. Something that kills. I mean, I was just right after that, I heard about a kid who was in Tennessee. He got hit by lightning and was killed instantly. Dr. Nell says, I can't even remember what he said. He might have even been two-thirds. He said he's a third or two-thirds of the people. Might even been two-thirds of the people get hit, almost killed instantly. And for him to walk away like that, God delivered us. Riding a broken down old car up and Frank moved back. Didn't even realize how badly it was broken. I've been stranded. God delivered us. Lots of other things that happened. I won't bore you with all the details and all that stuff. You got your own issues. But as I look back on almost all of them, they almost all could have been worse. All of them could have been so much worse. Like just this past Friday, my wife was driving down to Lima to meet a friend, and her back bumper on her car starts coming off. I mean, the back ends, both sides are flapping out in the breeze. And people keep her going by her. She's like, everybody's looking at me. I don't know why. And finally, the truck honked and let her know, and she pulls over and pulls off on the exit. Fortunately, she's down to Lima by the time she got there, and both sides are flapping off. She's like, what do I do? I mean, both sides are flapping off. I can't drive the car like this. It's come flying off. Guy pulls in behind her, says, you need help? She goes, yeah, I don't know what's going on. So he's trying to push the bumper back in, you know, these big plastic bumpers on the, you know, your minivans. Can't get it pushed in. He says, you know what? I'm a teacher here. I have a former student owns a body shop right around the corner. Come follow me. I'll take you over there. He takes her over there, talks to this kid, bangs her bumper back in, doesn't charge her anything for it. Boom, fixes it. Just like that. She could have been stuck down in Lima. I could have, you know, and I was sick. I had bronchitis, so I would have had to drag myself out of a sick bed, drive all the way down to Lima, get him, bring him back. I mean, could have been a mess. What happens? God provides someone, gets it fixed, doesn't charge or anything. God delivered us. It's so easy to get fixed in on the things that are bad and what goes wrong. Sometimes we're like, why is this happening? Why is this happening? And we don't realize that, you know, when we look back and see the perspective, it could have been so much worse. How many times in your life have you been in a bad situation and you look back on it and go, man, it was bad, but man, it could have been so much worse. I see now God delivered us. I don't know what 2018 was for you. Maybe it was a year you really felt God's blessings and you look back and go, boy, it was such a great year. But praise God, man. I'll celebrate that with you. I hope God gives you another year like that. Maybe it was a year, you had kind of a year like us. We had a lot of challenges. As you look back on those challenges, ask yourself, you know what it was. What could it have been? How did God deliver you from what could have been? How much worse could it have been that God protected you and delivered you from? Here's the thing about deliverance. You know, we don't see the things that God doesn't allow sometimes. It's easy to focus on what's happening because that's what's happening. We know what happens. It's not always so easy to remember the things that God didn't allow to happen, that God prevented from happening or kept from happening. And as I shifted my focus this year, looking back away from what happened to what God didn't allow to happen, what he protected us from, what he delivered us from, I realized there was a lot of deliverance this year. As you look head forward into 2019, you're going to have some trials.
there's going to be some things that come up that are difficult, that are hard. As the psalm says once again, the righteous man may have many troubles. You may have many troubles this year, but the Lord delivers him from them all. You may have troubles coming, but God will deliver you. Doesn't mean those troubles won't be there. Doesn't mean you won't have to go through them. God will deliver you. God will deliver you because he's faithful. Whatever this year holds for you, whatever challenges maybe you faced last year, whatever challenges may come this year, just remember, God will deliver you. He never promised you you won't have troubles, but he promised to deliver you from them all. So spend a little time focusing on his deliverance. Spend a little time thanking him for what he protected you from. Spend a little time praising him for what he did for you. And remember, he'll do it again this year. Number of requests in, so let's start with this. A couple of these came in last Friday, so we're just getting to them because we haven't had the prayer closet, but we want to pray for these. Listener writes in, this came in Friday. But their cousin died last week from early onset dementia. She was just 50 years old. One of her best friends and closest cousins just asked for a prayer for the family. Lord, we do lift up this listener's family to you, and we mourn the passing of her cousin and pray that, boy, so young to be dying for this and the dementia. And Lord, I'm sure it's been a great trial on that family. We pray that you will comfort them in this time. Ease their pain, ease their suffering. Your word says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And so, Lord, we pray that you would indeed bring comfort and peace to this family and bring healing to them in this time of loss and encourage them with the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the hope of eternal life in him. And, Lord, may your hand be upon them to care for them in this time. We pray this in your name. Amen. And also, someone asked him for prayer for my friends whose two-year-old daughter's battling leukemia. They're in an acute phase of her treatment at this time, and it's rough. Also asking prayer for a cousin who had major bowel surgery and is having a complicated recovery. Lord, we do pray for this young girl battling leukemia. We pray for healing for this girl. Lord, we pray that you would touch and heal her body. You would destroy the cancer in her, Lord. We pray that you would come and get this cancer, destroy every cancer cell in her. Lord, she would not need these treatments any longer, not need these rough chemo treatments that are so hard on her, especially on a little body like hers. Lord, we pray that you would bring healing to her, do a miracle of healing in her life. Lord, that you would glorify yourself and people would see and know that this was the Lord. This was the Lord. Only the Lord could have done this. And to give glory to your name. Bring healing to her, strengthen her family, be with them in this time, encourage them through this. Lord, we're praying that you work a miracle in this girl's life to bring healing to her. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Also, we pray for this cousin recovering from bowel surgery, Lord, and facing some complications in that recovery. Lord, we pray that you would ease that recovery, speed that along, speed the healing process along in them as you touch and heal their body by the power of your name, the power of the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you would touch and heal them and ease this recovery that they're struggling with. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Another request, asking for prayer for a youth group that's headed to Louisville, Kentucky. Lord, we pray for this youth group headed down to Kentucky. And Lord, pray you watch over them. Bless this trip, Lord. We pray that they would, as they go on this trip, that you would use them for your glory and purposes, that they would grow in faith and strength to you as they grow closer to one another and closer to you. Lord, that you would do a mighty work in them and through them, and they would come back changed because of the work you've done. And Lord, we pray for safety and travel as they head down there. Lord, deliver them safely to Louisville. Deliver them safely home. Watch over their travel and their time. We pray you'll bless them in this trip. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Thanks for joining us on the Prayer Closet. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. I'll be back with you tomorrow. If you have a prayer request between now and then, well, you can always call 419-389-0893 at our office here. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's always somebody here who would be happy to pray with you. You can email your prayer request to us, email or text them to us at any time at prayer@yeshome.com. We'll always pray for them the next day on the Prayer Closet. God bless everybody. Have a great day.